What's up, everybody? This is the Tony Bellagamba Podcast, where we talk about dream vocations. Not dream jobs, dream vocations. A job is a lifeless, soul-sucking 9-to-5 used simply to make money, while a vocation is a calling, a passion, a purpose that allows you to live out your dreams and also maximize your financial earning potential. So listen along to find out more about identifying and achieving your dream vocation. All right, in this episode, we talk to Johnny Immerman. I heard Johnny speak at a nonprofit event more than 10 years ago and was instantly captivated by his story, but also by his energy and his passion. When Johnny was 26, he experienced a life-changing event when he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. During that fight, he received an outpouring of love from friends and family. But what he didn't have was someone who had been there before, who could answer questions and just empathize. Years later, Johnny took that experience and co-founded Immerman Angels, a peer-to-peer support community that connects cancer fighters, survivors, previvors, and caregivers with their own personal cancer confidant. Since its founding in 2006, Immerman Angels has made over 34,000 matches in more than 110 countries. And Johnny's story doesn't stop there. After building Immerman Angels into a world-renowned nonprofit that has helped thousands of people, he started his own business named Clothes Talk. Clothes Talk is an apparel company making a positive impact by raising awareness of meaningful nonprofits. Johnny has built a career that has allowed him to not only find success, but significant meaning in his work. His efforts have helped thousands of people, and his infectious personality will surely grab your attention. We only had 15 minutes for the interview, but it's an energy-packed 15 minutes. Check it out. All right, Johnny, thanks so much for joining us. Would love if you told us a little bit about what you're doing today, and then we'll dive in a little bit on how you got there.
Absolutely, Tony. Good to see you as always, man. Again, love those guitars. Wish I could play that instrument. Not easy. Not an easy one. Big respect. A little bit about our story. Very grateful guy, and I grew up in Detroit area, diagnosed with pretty advanced cancer at 26. Went through chemo and surgeries, better part of about 2 years in my 20s. And a group of young survivors and I randomly met at the cancer center. We all wanted to find purpose in this crazy cancer experience that we never thought we would be in. And we realized that our most powerful gift to help others was simply the knowledge of the journey, because we lived it for a year or 2 years, and all the little ins and outs of the cancer journey, you know, that should be shared with somebody who's just starting their cancer fight. So we all together started a nonprofit called Immerman Angels, which is finding someone with any form of cancer and then introducing them to a survivor who already beat the same thing, to say, I'm a mentor, I'm a big brother, a big sister, been there, done that, beat it. We're grateful now. We hired a CEO who runs the organization now, 17 years later or so. We have 13 full-time. Our budget's about $2 million a year or so, but we're able to help thousands and thousands of people with cancer across the planet. And more recently, a lot of my time is busy between that and then a little bit of time on that still always, but most of my time is actually on something called Clothes Talk, which is designed to make your clothes talk for good causes. And we create logo apparel, t-shirts, hats, tracks, hoodies, even yoga pants with logo forward nonprofits on it. So in another way of saying it, we design web stores, Shopify stores, create everything on demand. We only design the logos for nonprofits that we think are awesome. We have about 500 of them. And we basically put them on cooler stuff. Black and white's kind of that secret sauce. Sounds simple, but not a lot of nonprofits do it on their own. And you just got to make it cool. So people wear it, love it, keep it, think it fits them well. They look good in it. Rock it at the gym, rock it walking your dog, spreading the word for the causes. So that's what Clothes Talk does. And the mission, of course, is marketing awareness for causes.
Yeah. Awesome. When you were younger, before you had the cancer diagnosis, were you set out on a different career path, or were you focused on nonprofits at the time, or did this change your trajectory completely?
My mom, raised by a single mom, my brother and me, we always volunteered, but it was always after work and on the nights and weekends. So those are the values we were taught. But Tony, you know, I never dreamt I would work for one full time. I didn't even know how they really work. Like, I was like, it was always that like nebulous thing, like nonprofits, like can you actually work there? Like, do you get paid? Like, how does that work? And then once I got sick, basically, and we started Immerman Angels, I left my corporate job in commercial real estate in Detroit, moved to Chicago. We were doing this nonprofit on the side. And then I just kind of met people. I was really lucky in Chicago. I met a lot of really nice people, like a Kathleen Casey of Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation, which is now one of our partners on Close Talk, and Immerman Angels, and a bunch of too many people to name, but who knew nonprofits in Chicago, who taught me, hey, you can do this full time. And if you love it, start raising funds, like hire a team, and you can really scale and have more impact. So no, I never thought about it until, but that's when I hung up the suit and tie over 20 years ago. Never looked back from that whole, corporate place. And so it's been a good run. Sometimes in life, the hardest things turn out to be guideposts.
Yeah, I think that's all the message I try to convey to a lot of young folks is, you can do what you love and make a, profession out of it. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, just like you did. How could I make money in a nonprofit? How could I, put a roof over my head? And I think it's something a lot of people go through. So it's great to see that someone does it and does it successfully.
That's true, Tony. I truly believe this, and I'm sure you agree. If you love something enough, whatever it does, if you scrap hard enough and you're persistent enough, I mean, I get beat up daily and you just keep getting back up and you figure out a way to do what you want to do every day. I truly think there's a way to do it. It takes a lot of faith. Even right now, with what we're doing right now, we still haven't figured it out to be sustainable, but we're close. And you just got to get beat up a lot. But if you love it enough, you keep coming back for more. It's amazing how addictive in a good way maybe that can be if you love it enough. And of course, if it helps other people and makes the world better, that's the bolt, that's the sweet spot.
Absolutely. How do you balance, for people out there listening, you want to get in the nonprofit world, how do you balance the fact that you want to help people and that's your purpose and your passion, but at the same time, you do need to put a roof over your head, and so, and you might want some of the finer things in life too. How does someone balance that? What would you recommend for someone as they're thinking about that as a career?
It's a good question, Tony. You have to realize if you're going to work for a nonprofit, you are going to make less money than you would otherwise in the corporate world almost always. I mean, there's a couple exceptions, but if you work for a massive one, like one of our Close Talk partners is Feeding America. They're the second biggest in the world. Their budget is in the billions with a B. I mean, there are executives there that make, a great living and they can really live great lives. I mean, they have big jobs, but a lot of work, but yeah, it's possible. But if you work for a smaller, medium-sized one, which most nonprofits are, you're going to make less money. I think people should also consider B Corps because B Corps are kind of a way where they're businesses and companies. Like we designed Close Talk as a B Corp because it is a business, but it's the closest to a nonprofit you're going to get. But you have the ability to run it like a business. You don't have board members. You don't have volunteers. There's no fundraising or donations. You have to have a product or something people are willing to pay for. Yet you can run it like a business and make a little more if you want to. But the goal, I mean, it's never easy. They're all hard, but you can. You have the potential to make more, but you have to satisfy a bunch of checkboxes that you're solving problems for nonprofits. That you're doing good in the world, that you care about green and sustainability. So it's like the most ethical form of business out there. And I think it's this growing movement where there's 2,700 now in the US, and about 6,000 in the world, B Corps. There's more outside the US than in the US, but it's this growing movement where I think you operate more nimbly like a business, but you can support yourself. But you have to solve social problems, like the most ethical side of business. I think that's the future of social impact space.
Is something like Tom's Shoes an example of that?
Tom's is a B Corp. Thank you. It's a perfect example. You nailed it. Tom's Shoes is a B Corp. Athleta is a B Corp. They do a lot of sustainable apparel, a lot of recycled polyester and water bottles go into it, just like with us. Every t-shirt that we make, every tank top, every long sleeve tee, 4 recycled water bottles in every shirt. I mean, it's got to be cool. It's got to be quality, but we also want to be as sustainable as we can for the earth. Other B Corps you would know, Bombas socks. Love those guys. They're based here in New York. They're amazing. Also, Eileen Fisher is a B Corp fashion company, which I think is super cool because they're pretty trendy fashion for women, but they also are really into sustainability and packaging. Like, for example, our packaging, when you buy a t-shirt for Feeding America and we ship it to you, our packaging is 100% recyclable. Everything in it can be recycled. Those are the standards you have to have. All these companies basically check these boxes.
Nice. Yeah, I've always thought that being in a nonprofit it requires a lot of entrepreneurial skills, right? If you're running your own, of course, but even if you're just working for one, my assumption is always you have to be very entrepreneurial because you've got to do a lot with a little.
That is very accurate. I mean, let me be very upfront. Like, you show up every January 1 and you have $0 in the bank. This is how it works. And you're like, we got to raise money. We have people on this team that we need to feed their kids and they need a paycheck and they have to put a roof over their head, like you said, Tony. So there's that pressure every January 1. You have $0. Like, it doesn't matter what you raised last year. You spent it, you helped people, but now you got to raise again. So there's definitely a constant pressure. I mean, I had 2 this week already. I get so many friends who want to start nonprofits. And what I tell them, because I know a lot now, that I know too much, I would never do it again, to be upfront. I mean, I'm glad I was naive and I was in my 20s and I was so grateful to be alive from cancer and we just did it. We figured it out. But I would never do it again because I know it takes your whole soul and your life. You know, I think it's a better idea. There's 1.5 million nonprofits in the US. If you want to work for one, join one that's out there that's the closest fit to what you love. If you love the homeless, there's a lot of great groups helping the homeless. If you love food insecurity, if that means something to you, there's groups that do that. I mean, once in a while, there's a gap that no one's filling. Fine, go build it. But if they're already doing it, we're better off on a global macro scale to join those causes, work together under one brand, and do more good together with brain power together than starting another nonprofit when there's already 1.5 million in the US. For example, like, don't start another breast cancer research organization or support organization, because there literally are, like, I think there's thousands in the US. So it's like, don't repeat what's already being done. I just don't think that's good for anybody.
Yeah, you might be hurting the very cause you're trying to help by spreading out the
diluting
funds and diluting it more. Yeah.
Yes, it does. And you make it difficult for the people to understand who have breast cancer, because if they look, they go online, like, why are there thousands of breast cancer groups? This is overwhelming. Which one should I use? Well, I'm not going to use any. It's like, I don't know. Like, there's just too many brands. From a marketing standpoint, it's not effective to help the patients if you have too many of the same thing.
No, that's good. I know we got a minute left. Any words of advice for people out there that are looking, any parting words of advice for anyone looking to get into the nonprofit space, or kind of even just in general, follow their passion, follow their calling?
Yeah. My last thing I'll leave you with, Tony, is you don't have to do this full time. And we love it. We made that decision. I had a life, you know, trauma at a young age that put me on a path, and I'm grateful for it. But you can do this on nights and weekends, you know, join a board, join a volunteer board, you know, even work for 4 hours in the weekend for a group, you know, serving hot meals to people who can't afford it, like Above and Beyond in East Caulfield Park in Chicago. They just built a new, you know, food station and food market for people that can't afford it. They give away food. It's awesome. Like, join that. But I truly believe those are the happiest people. Either do it full-time or do it nights and weekends and work a full-time corporate job, but they do something on the planet to help people outside yourself. That's where real joy comes from. And I think we're all wired as humans that nothing's going to make you more happy than that.
100%. If you are having difficulties of your own, I think go out and help others is the best way to make yourself feel better and happy too.
100%, man. Couldn't agree more.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much for joining. I really, really appreciate it. You're doing awesome things. And thanks for joining.
You too, Tony. And all your work with Wine to Water, man. You've done good things for a long time, man. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk
you
soon.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you like that, please keep listening to the podcast. You can also check me out on Instagram at Tony_Bellagamba_dream_vocation. I know that's a mouthful. It's Tony, T-O-N-Y, _BELLAGAMBA_dream_vocation. It's not that populated right now, but we're going to be adding more content to that. Thanks so much. Have a great day, everyone.